سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا، وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن، والله بما تعملون بصير. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق، وصوركم فأحسن صوركم، وإليه المصير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim. The most peaceful places on earth are the masjids. And during the time of a daily five farz salah, during the time of Jummah salah, the rahmat of Allah comes in full force in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to Friday Jummah time, nearly every city, country of the world, the masjids are full, sign of a good iman. And five times a day also, if the masjids are full, like how it's full on Friday, we hope of the mercy of Allah to help us against our enemies, and Muslims will get respect and honor in this world and the akhirat, insha'Allah al-Aziz. I recited few verses of the Quran from Pana 28, Surah Taghabun. We just got Friday 20 minutes to do justice to all the verses. It's very difficult. But I normally make dua to Allah Ta'ala to put a topic in my heart. I have the Quran Sharif front of me. And then Allah put it in my heart to speak about the Surah Taghabun. Basically, the name of Taghabun comes from the Arabic word ghaban, means loss. The day of Qiyamah, which is definitely going to come. And in this world, we obey the commands of Allah, follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have sincerity and humility, and we hope in the mercy of Allah to get a respectable death on iman, that Allah protect us from the punishment of the grave and grant us Jannah for those without any reckoning. On the other hand, if a person did not obey the commands of Allah, did not follow the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no concept of halal and haram in his life, just follow the desires, do what they want. And aliyazu billah, they don't read the farz salah, which is the first pillar of Islam. And Allah forbid, if they get a bad death, the difficulty will start in the grave and the day of Qiyamah. So let me just do the translation of these verses which I have recited. Then we'll do a little bit commentary. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever is in the heavens and on earth, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All kingdom and all praise belong to Allah only, and Allah has power over everything. One is, we human are the creation of Allah. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has created mankind and jinnat to recognize Allah and to worship Allah. And the trees, the greenery that we see around us, the animals, the birds, the fish in the ocean, they are all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have certain permissible animals meat to eat. We eat mutton, beef, chicken, all have slaughtered halal by a Muslim, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim while slaughtering, make it halal. And the fish in the ocean is made halal for us to eat. Then we have the vegetables, we have the delicious fruits, we have the summer fruits, the watermelon, mango, peaches, apricot. These are all creation of Allah. And when we eat delicious fruits or delicious meal, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and read the du'as for eating. One is Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Bismillahi awlahu wa akhirahu. And every morsel we eat, say Alhamdulillah. Similarly, the creations of Allah, they are not duty bound to obey the commands of Allah in a certain way. Like how the mankind, we got the faraiz of Islam, read for us Salah on his time. If we have, we give 2.5% zakah charities once a year in the lunar calendar. If we have the wealth, go for Hajj. Visas are given easily. And we fast in the blessed month of Ramadan. But the animals and the birds, they don't have these actions to do. And we have to answer for our deeds. We do a good action, Jannah is waiting. And you do haram, Jahannam is waiting. The next verse, Surah Taghabun, Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Among the creation of mankind, there are some who humble themselves and believe in the Quran as the last final book of Allah. Take our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we in madrasa, we learned Iman Mujmal, Iman Mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rasuli wal yawm al akhir wal qadr khairi wa sharri min Allah ta'ala wal ba'si ba'd al maut. We believe in Allah, believe in all the prophets, all the angels, believe in the authentic books of Allah, Torah, Zabur, Injil, and the Quran Sharif, the last authentic book. We believe in Taqdeer, good and bad is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the resurrection after death, which is definitely going to come. And Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is complete, whatever is happening. Then خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق وصوركم فأحسن صوركم وإليه المصير. Allah has created the heavens and the earth with the truth, with His power. And Allah made human being, fashioned you, beautified your appearance. And to Allah shall be the return. When we look at the mirror, what dua we recite? Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Ya Allah, how you made my appearance good, make my character also good. We know some animals, how their faces are, how some birds, etc. But Allah gave human a good feature. We have eyesight to see, ears to listen. And most important, Allah has given us intelligence to recognize what is truth and what is falsehood. To recognize what are the commands of Allah and what is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The famous fiqh kitabs which the ulama study in the Darul Ulooms, when the laws that are for us for Muslim to do the moment we reach the age of puberty, 14, 15, where salah become for us, fasting Ramzan become for us, giving zakat become for us, going for Hajj once a year become for us. The first condition the fuqaha write, that person must be have a sound, good intellect. He mustn't be mentally challenged. He mustn't be a Down syndrome or somebody mentally retarded. For them, they come under the category of children. Nothing is made for us, for them. And only those that are leading a normal life, they are going to work, going to school, going to madrasa, they have some understanding of good and bad. The laws of Sharia is upon them. Now, as humans, nobody is perfect. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. All of us make some mistakes. Allah has kept the door of tawbah and istighfar open. استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. We are reciting istighfar in abundance. Allah said beneficial rains. Give barakah in our income, in our family, and everything. Allah help us and assist us. At the same time, those who have intelligence and don't believe in Allah, don't believe in the verses of the Quran, do not take Rasulullah and find the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no concept of halal and haram in their lives. Just whatever they desire to do, they do. We as Muslims, when we earn our money, we have certain masai, earn it the halal way. And when we spend also, we spend it the halal way. Doesn't mean that the money belongs to us. We can spend it how we want to. Allah make it easy to spend it in good causes. And those that follow the desires, we have to protect the institution of nikah. When we get the age of poverty, early 20s, teenagers, when you have a stable income and you can support the wife, provide food, clothing, shelter, must make nikah. By making nikah, we protect it from zina, etc. Allah protect us. We eat, drink halal, permissible food. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Eat, drink, and do not be wasteful. We don't drink alcohol. We don't take intoxicants, drugs, all those things are haram. So we got so much halal, permissible things to do. We don't need to go towards haram. Permissible recreation with our family. You go see the seaside, go to a park or something, quiet time. Normally in the summer months, the non-Muslim female dress very immorally. We have to protect ourselves from the lustful glances of our eyes. And even if we have teenage children, whether daughter or son, and as humans, we get attracted towards haram, towards sin. May Allah protect us and protect everybody. And those human that do not recognize Allah and try to legalize what Allah has prohibited in the Quran. Allah has made alcohol prohibition, adultery, zina, homosexuality, lesbianism. These are major, major sins which Allah has prohibited. And those that legalize these prohibitions, Allah says in another verse, أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل. They are like animals, in fact, worse than animals. Allah protect us. And we got the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was never suffer from an inferiority complex. To wear a kurta, to wear a topi, to wear a turban in public places, feel happy. You are promoting the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a Muslim wedding, Muslim funeral, Friday, Jummah time, Eid day. The parents are buying clothing for the children. Let's promote the kurta and the topi. And if the wedding in the family, oh, everybody say we're going to wear kurta, finish. Why must we? But some people are stubborn, they want to wear a suit and tie, they want to wear this. Don't have argument and fight. Just maintain. But let us promote the kurta and the topi in our functions. Obviously, some of us are working for non-Muslim companies. And the non-Muslim companies, they have a dress code that when you come to work, you have to wear the uniform or the company logo, whatever it's understood. Because of work, you are doing it. But out of work time, salah time and jummah time, etc., if you can wear a kurta, wear a kurta. Allah make it easier. Now, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the bad qualities of the proud and arrogant people. From Nabi Adam alayhi salam, every Nabi that came, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salatu was salam. All this Anbiya Ikram, they explain the people the lessons of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ذلك بأنه كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فقالوا أبشر يهدوننا فكفروا وتولوا واستغنى الله والله غني حميد. Because time is short, I'm just leaving some ayats in between. But verse number 6 in Surah Taghabun, Allah says, what is the attitude of those proud and arrogant people? Why they did not bring iman? This is because the messengers came to them with clear signs and they said, will a human guide us? So they disbelieved and turned away. Allah had no need for them. Allah is independent, most worthy of praise. The Anbiya Ikram alayhimus salatu wasalam were not angels, they were human. But they were no ordinary human. They were such human that from birth till death, they never do anything haram. They never did anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Rasulullah, last and final Nabi of Allah, Imam al-Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the highest rank in Jannah is reserved for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The perspiration that used to come out from the blessed body of Rasulullah was perfume. The most expensive itar or perfume of this world cannot be like the perspiration attar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu mentioned, I looked at the moon on the 14th night or the 15th night, and I looked at the blessed handsome face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasulullah's face was more better than the moon also. That's how our Nabi is. But the Anbiya Ikram used to eat food, they used to make nikah, and sometimes they even did business, and they even had sometime a profession also. Nabi Dawud alayhi salam, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, they were Nabis and they also did some work to earn some money, etc. Allah make it easy. So these people said, can a human guide us? We want an angel to come, something ordinary, something special. So that pride and arrogance did not make them accept Islam. Okay, I'll go to another verse because 12:30 already. On some other important things Allah put in my heart. I said I'd rather speak about those ayats also. And the program is recorded. Allah reward our brother Ridwan Simji and his team. They are putting it on the WhatsApp and social media. Allah give me ikhlas. And Allah make it a means of hidayat, guidance for the people to come till the day of Qiyamah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum fahzaruhum wa in ta'fu wa tasfahu wa taghfiru fa inna Allaha ghafurur rahim. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should give da'wah to the people, remember the Sahaba just came out from the period of Jahiliyyah ignorance, where they were worshipping idols, making tawaf around the Kaaba naked, they were involved in alcohol, etc. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with the message of the Quran that you don't worship idols, you don't drink alcohol, you make nikah, do good actions. So those early Muslims that accepted Islam, some of the family members, they still never accept Islam. And then a time came, the first 10 years of Makkah, there was a lot of persecution, a lot of difficulty on the early Muslims. And so much so that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the early, they were not allowed to read Salah by the Haram also. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reading Salah, they put the intestines of the animal on the Mubarak back of Rasulullah. sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the first migration took towards Abyssinia. That was optional, those that wanted to go. Then the second migration took place from Makkah to Medina Munawwara. We are beloved Rasulullah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they migrated, it's a long incident. Then it was also the command of the other early Muslim to migrate to Medina Munawwara, where they'll have freedom to read Salatul Jama'ah, they'll have freedom to obey the commands of Allah, recite Quran, etc., openly, without any fear of being attacked by the enemy, etc. So one Sahabi, his wife told him, don't go to Medina Munawwara and don't migrate. So Allah revealed verses of the Quran that sometimes your immediate spouse or family members may be against you, but you don't listen to them. You obey the commands of Allah,